The suspended vice chairman of the NPP, Sammy Krapp, has again debunked allegations that the suspended national chairman, Paul Afoko, is working for the NDC. Speaking at a news conference in Accra just after today's court session was adjourned, Mr. Krapp described such allegations as an unfamiliar phenomenon in the party. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nate.
Mr. Krapp said allegations that Mr. Afoko is secretly working for the NDC should be rejected by well-meaning supporters of the party as it is untrue and a naked agenda by his detractors. He urged the party to rise above such allegations in order to move the NPP forward.
I think this whole thing about people knowing people or having relationships with people outside of the NPP is a very new phenomenon. I can cast my mind back to Mr. Peter Alagete. We knew that his wife was NDC and his son Larry was NDC, but the party voted for him to become the national chairman. We look at Honorable Osafo Mafu, his brother Ajay Mafu, he's NDC. Has anybody gone out there to accuse Mr. Osafo Mafu of working with the NDC? This is a very recent phenomenon and it's being spewed out by people who, in my view, are very irresponsible.
The spokesperson of the suspended national chairman of the party, Nanaya Osei, said the court has explained that as a human rights court, Mr. Afoko is free to express himself so long as he does not comment on matters before the court. He added that Mr. Afoko will continue to respond to allegations leveled against him, especially within the circles of the media. He spoke on some of these allegations.
If you hear somebody say that Mr. Afoko is working with the NDC and this allegation is not before the court for the court to determine, you think that Mr. Afoko should keep quiet because some aspects of his matter is before court. Mr. Afoko will not keep quiet on that. He will explain and call on those who are making those allegations to provide proof. And Mr. Afoko has always responded by saying that relationships go beyond political party members.
The case has been adjourned to tomorrow, April 13.